It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. So Apple has managed to work its way into our pockets and our wrists with its iPhones and smartwatches. But the next market could be your home. So, Mark, what is the company working on now?
Yeah, so Apple's working on a renewed smart home strategy. This is something they want to begin unveiling next year. The company is working on three main things. Two of them are new smart home devices, so hardware, and the other is a new home operating system that will probably be called Home OS. The first thing is to get all the home devices on the same page with the same underpinnings, the same applications, the same underlying software, the same third-party application support, to build a foundation and infrastructure that they can build on top of for years to come. This operating system would come to those new home devices, but also existing products like the HomePod, the Apple TV, and other smart speakers that they sell. So in terms of the new hardware, they're working on two smart displays. The first one is a cheaper, lower-end screen that's almost like an iPad. The idea where you can pin those throughout your home, like you would place a HomePod Mini throughout your home, have access to your calendar, your notes, FaceTime, and most importantly, controlling smart home appliances and operating things using Siri. The second would be a high-end smart display, something in the $1,000 plus range, that would use a robotic arm and be able to follow you around a room for things like video conferencing and home security.
Wait, follow me around the home? So like if I'm on a conference call and I'm pacing?
Right. So it would tilt and adjust and swivel using advanced algorithms and robotics to be able to follow you around. It wouldn't be mobile. It wouldn't move. This is something that would be stationary. It's a tabletop robot, so it would be able to follow you around as you walk around the room. Let's say you're in a room with multiple people, and one person starts talking. It would be able to recognize who's talking and be able to tilt or swivel towards them. In terms of something on the more mobile side, Apple's also working on mobile home robots, things that can roam around your home, but those are not going to hit the market for many years at minimum.
Do you think that a higher-end smart display is something that people have said that they wanted?
No, I don't think it's something that people have said that they wanted. I think it's a big idea for Apple. I think it's something that if they sell units at that price point, it can generate revenue for them. This is mostly something designed to salvage the robotics efforts that were part of the canceled Apple Car and to bring AI into the home using some AI hardware. But this is not something, if they end up releasing it, that I think is going to be especially popular. I think the more popular device is going to be the smart displays that you can pin around your home that are going to be far cheaper.
You know, when Steve Jobs first unveiled the first iPhone, I remember thinking, why do I want this? Why do I want all my songs on my phone? Why do I want to carry a camera around all the time? Do you think that Apple's going to have the same kind of reaction when it comes to smart display for the home? Because I can see the benefits of that.
No, I think the smart displays, the cheaper ones, are going to be quite popular. I think they're going to do well, and I think it'll make Apple a serious presence in the smart home. The higher-end displays, that's where I think that Apple is at a bit of a loss there. I don't think that's something that's going to generate a lot of steam. I think it's going to end up being similar to like the Vision Pro, which comes in at $3,500 starting price, hasn't had much momentum. It's more of a technology exercise or a prototype rather than something that people are really asking for or seeking in their homes.
Is this going to mesh at all with what Google or Amazon has out? I mean, I understand that this would be, it's easier if everything you have, all your appliances and your, you know, thermostat or everything like that runs sort of like on Apple.
Apple's been a big proponent of this new standard called Matter. It's an underlying foundation for smart home devices. So if you have a Apple ecosystem, you would be able to tap into devices made for Google or Amazon. If you have a Google ecosystem, you'd be able to tap into devices made for Apple or Amazon. And if you have an Amazon ecosystem, for Google or Apple, right? And so that's going to be a fundamental point here. That's going to be the way that Apple's going to be able to support many third-party devices, certainly many more than they have been able to in the past, because they've been very locked into their own ecosystem.
And when do you think the lower-end smart display is going to be available?
I think the lower-end smart display will be available sometime next year. And I think that higher-end display, if they move forward with it, is probably at least 1 to 2 years away.
Is it hard to explain to people why they need to have this new Apple smart display and how it's going to basically make their life easier?
Well, you certainly don't need any of this stuff, right? I mean, if you already have an iPhone or an iPad, you're getting a lot of duplicate functionality, but there probably is some utility of having a standalone device meant for just these smart home purposes where you always know where they're going to be in your home. But certainly you're not talking about something like the birth of the iPhone or the iPad, right? This is incremental.
Mark, thanks very much. Always good to talk to you about the latest Apple stuff. That is Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes at you at 8 a.m. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.